Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Now, you're welcome back. In just a moment, we'll be over to talk to the Irish hockey head coach. They have a quarter-final tomorrow. Cliona Foley is still with us. We never really, on the show, got a chance to talk too much about the national championships in athletics, which we're on. I know, obviously, you follow athletics and have done down the years. So,
yeah.
Some of the headline things to let people know about. It was interesting to see Ciara McGeehan won the 800-1500-metre double. So
it's something that hadn't been done since Sonia O'Sullivan did it back in 2000 before the Sydney Olympics, which is interesting. But her times wouldn't be comparable to what Sonia was running then. But it's I think it was a really good sign of her form. And she ran 4:04 in Barcelona a couple of weeks ago. And that's actually her third fastest time ever. You know, she had a bad year last year. She moved to England, got a new coach, has been trained over there. So she looks to me as if she's coming into a bit of form. And she won a bronze in the 1500 metres at the Europeans 2 years ago. Mm. But that Europeans, Joe, was also an Olympic year. And there's always an argument in athletics that since they've put them on at the same year, that those are weaker Europeans of those years. The two other names, I suppose, that we always look for at the moment with Irish athletics are Tom Barr and Mark English. Now, Mark English has not been in great form, and he medalled at this competition. He won a bronze at 800 I think it was 2014, if I remember correctly, in Zurich. And his form hasn't been great this year, but it was good to see him. He came back and he won, was it his fifth or his sixth 800 metre title last weekend? And he had pulled up in the Morton Games, so it was good to see him there. Mm. But he's not running the sort of times that he was running back then. He's a 1:45 man, and I think he's just breaking 1:50 at the moment. So it'd be interesting to see how Mark runs. Tom Barr is very interesting because they've introduced seeding into this for the first time in the 100, 200 and 4 and also in the hurdles. Mm. And Tom Barr, on his form, is seeded. So he will automatically go into a semi-final and he won't have any rounds.
Okay.
That's great for a start. Secondly, his times at the moment, he's running only a second slower. I think he's running 48.99 at the moment and his PB is 47.99 from that amazing Olympic final. But the interesting thing for Tom Barr for me is that in Zurich in 2014, Tom went thinking he was going to medal. It was one of his first big, really big events. And to me, he let the pressure get to him. And in the semi-final, he only finished third. And he was really, really, really hurt by that. Mm. He really should have been in the final that year. And he didn't run a great European Championships. And I get the feeling that this is the one he's really going to go for.
Business.
And his form looks really good.
So when you say his form, he's performing in the Diamond League. Is that where he's
And his times are good enough to get him into the Diamond League, which is fantastic. And he went to London and he was third in a big race. So that's the sort of quality you're looking for. Look, he's in a very competitive 400 hurdles, like the 800. Those two events are really competitive at the moment. But I think his experience in Zurich 4 years ago, I think this would be one he really has targeted.
Ciara McGeehan's progress I always follow because she was so talented underage and achieved such big, big things underage. And then she's been in here in studio a few times and she's a very engaging character and very open about various things. So the last we kind of heard was she and Gerry Kiernan had decided to go their separate ways. And she moved over to Manchester to work with Team New Balance.
That's right.
And I saw her,
under a new coach.
I saw her saying over the weekend, I tried my best to be fully professional in Dublin, but it was always me and my own trying to do it. So much easier with a team around. And I think it's really helped my mentality, which is kind of an interesting comment. She likes being in almost a professional group over there.
Yeah.
So is her form anyway comparable with what we might have hoped it would be?
Well, as I said, she ran her third best time ever. Yeah. I think about in Barcelona, I think that was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. I can't exactly remember exactly when. But that was the race, the 4:04 there. I thought, oh, she's in good form.
Okay.
So we didn't see it at the weekend. And actually, if you saw the photos of her finishing and even the stills, everybody's exhausted behind her and she's cruising over the line because she wasn't pushed hard. She wasn't running anyway close to her. No, not at all. Not at all. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how she gets on. And as I said, she has won a bronze in this. And she is, as a former, a world junior silver medalist. Yeah. She has talent to burn. And also, do you know, it's never like she's never done the work. She's a phenomenally tough, committed athlete. But it is interesting that she seems to like that lifestyle of living with other athletes and training with them every day.
Mm.
Something that she hasn't hasn't done before, not to this level. And I remember when even when she was based in UCD, there's no track in UCD. She was having to travel halfway across the city and do all this. You know, if some athletes find when they go to England and they have that closeness to a track and they can get out and train, you take away all the exterior stuff that's sapping their energy, and it can really benefit them. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how Ciara goes. Interestingly enough, just this evening, Ina Reardon in the Irish Times has a piece online indicating that Leon Reid, who's an English sprinter who's declared for Ireland but hasn't got cleared to run for Ireland, there's been a bit of row over that. Ina Reardon has just put up a piece saying it looks unlikely that he's going to be cleared.
Okay, because his mother's from Belfast and he was named provisionally in the European squad.
Yeah, asterisk. There was an asterisk beside his name. He's pending being qualified by the IAAF. But as I said, Ian knows his athletics, and he seems to be intimating this evening that he may not get it because he hasn't. The most part of it seems to be that one of the things is that he hasn't been living here. The residency could be an issue as well. He's been competing for Wexford Club and Appians, but he seems to think that. And either way, Marcus Lawler from Carlow, you know, really great young Irish sprinter, is also there in the 200. And in Cork a few weeks ago, he ran the second fastest 200 metre ever by an Irish person. So I'm really looking forward to see how he gets on at Europeans as well. And there's a very big team. There's a huge big team. There's there's three relay teams in it and a lot of marathon and walkers. So there's a very big mix. I heard Sonia Sullivan saying a few days ago, the number of athletes have qualified is double what qualified when she was competing at that level.
Is there a bit of a feel-good factor about Irish athletics at the moment, given what we saw at underage level, and this looks reasonably healthy here, all the pictures around our marquee athletes?
Yeah, I think so. But then you have to get through heats, you know, and we've a lot of marathon runners there who would have qualified some time ago. So I always think with marathons, it's really interesting to see what's their form like now.
Yeah.
You know, it's something you really don't know.
Well, as Thomas Barr showed, it's about what you do when you're there.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of crowd shows up for the national championships in Santry?
In my opinion, never enough. But there was a good crowd last weekend. What amazes me really is we all get very excited about it, but we don't get enough people. There was a good crowd to Morton Games, good crowd to Cork City Sports in recent week, and a good crowd. But I mean, you're not talking about much more than a couple of thousand or 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000. I don't know how many exactly.
Right.
And I remember a couple of years ago we hosted.
That's almost friends and family territory, isn't it?
Yeah, we hosted. Ireland hosted the European Team Championships a couple of years ago, and our group included. Really top quality. I mean, I remember Sweden was there, and Belgium, who had brilliant athletes at the time. And, you know, hardly anybody turned up to it. And I thought, Lord, that is so difficult. How do you get people to go to athletics?
I don't think the vast majority of us, and I can't say I'm massively removed from this, beyond the marquee names and beyond whatever Irish athlete is doing well, I don't think we have the culture here of watching a Diamond League meet and actually following, you know, those really, really talented athletes that aren't super famous but are of a high quality. We're not that way inclined, it seems, as a country. I know we can say we're athletics mad, but I'm not really sure we are.
No, you are not. Well, you're right. We're probably not. And yet, I don't think there's anything in some ways in sport as interesting as watching somebody against the clock. Do you know what I mean? That is like, it is one of the key elements of sport that will never change. Mm. Obviously, the history of athletics in recent years maybe have changed people's attitude to athletics and hasn't helped, probably.
As in doping.
Yeah. And I think. And I think that's maybe also why people are so enthused by the underage success, because you're believing that's not tainted by doping
it's
at international level.
Yeah,
and it's
true.
A much purer form.
God, if it is.
And I always say one of my favourite days in athletics in Ireland every single year is the Irish Schools. It's always on the first Saturday in June. I always call it our little mini Olympics in Tullamore. It's just amazing to watch that pure raw talent, all the best, you know, under 18s in the country just fighting their hearts out for Irish titles. It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant day of sport. And I think if you went to that, you'd nearly start to follow athletics from that.
Yeah, maybe it's a fair point.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.